This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. Today we are speaking with Mallory Forschler. She is the police clerk with the Howell County Sheriff's Office, and we're doing Back the Blue interview. So good morning.
Good morning.
So when it comes to law enforcement, what made you want to join?
It's just the people. I know some people are like, oh, you're a people person, but it's just they're hearing sometimes their stories, trying to help them in whatever way. Because a lot of the times when we police clerks, we interact with people, a lot of the time they're a victim of something. And so trying to help them get whatever they need to kind of get past what they're going through is kind of, it's nice to be able to help somebody get through maybe like a troubled time or something they're really going through.
So a lot of our listeners will know what, you know, a typical deputy or a law enforcement officer does. What does a police clerk do?
We do a little bit of everything. So a lot of people call us glorified secretaries. We answer phones. And if you call for like a records request, we'll handle those. Being with the sheriff's department, we actually do conceal and carry weapon permits, civil process. And we also just make sure that any like billing and stuff like that we handle. We just make sure that everything looks okay before it gets sent up to the treasurer's office.
So to become a police clerk, what did you have to do to do that? Did you have to go to school for it?
So GED, high school diploma. That's really about it. Some if you have some like secretarial that's what I'm looking for, background, that helps because it's a lot of computer work and stuff like that. So just high school diploma, GED.
So when it comes to being a police clerk, what would you say the most difficult part of the job has been so far?
dealing with some people, because we do get, we're usually more the first people that they talk to. So if they're frustrated with insurance companies wanting a copy of the report, so that way, if their car is damaged from what it got hit by a skateboard or something like that, if the car insurance is wanting a copy of that report and it's not quite done, it's frustrating for them. And then in return, we get that frustration. So sometimes handling those phone calls, it gets stressful and frustrated with us because there's only so much we can do, but we try our best.
Now, what would you say has been the most rewarding part of the job so far?
Probably just dealing with people too. Like, we get people who may be in custody battles and stuff like that, and just trying to ease the burden off them of trying to get everything in order, or you can see that they're stressed out and it's like, hey, here, this is what I can do. Go back to, if you need anything else, please reach out to us and let us know, and we will do everything we can to help you out. And just seeing that relief that they've got somebody that is more than willing to help out with them in any type of situation like this it's nice, because then they feel like they have somebody on their side to help them out.
So before we began our conversation, you had mentioned that Howell County was not your first work with law enforcement.
No.
How long have you been with law enforcement?
Including Howell County, it'll probably be about going on 5 years at the beginning of August.
One thing when it comes to law enforcement is most people do not get a chance to really interact much with law enforcement outside of, much like you said, when things are stressful, things aren't necessarily going well. Is there any advice that you would give people that know that they might have to interact with law enforcement officers, whether they're dealing with custody issues or maybe legal issues, as the case were? Is there any advice that you would give them so they can kind of prepare themselves to have the best experience?
Yeah. Just be patient with everyone in law enforcement. Our deputies and really any officer, anybody in our office, understand that you may be going through something that you necessarily didn't think you were ever going to go through, or that, you know, something just came up and now you have this part of your life that is really stressful. We understand where you're coming from. There's so much that we can do lawfully and stuff like that. And they have to realize that officers and deputies, anybody can, it's not just one phone call, it's multiple phone calls or multiple cases and stuff like that. So just be patient with them. Realize that they see some things that most people probably shouldn't see, or they deal with things that a lot of people probably don't necessarily can deal with. So just be patient with them. And I mean, don't be afraid to ask questions, or they have any confusion, don't be afraid to ask. And we will try everything in our power to make sure we help you out.
On the note of being patient, you know, when it comes, you'd mentioned earlier, when it comes to, you know, people trying to get an accident report, have you noticed that there is any kind of a golden time frame as far as, you know, maybe wait 2-3 days before those reports get done or anything like that?
Yeah. So we usually tell people who call in, allow 5 to 10 business days. That allows the deputy to get the initial report done. It then gets sent up to their supervisor for approval. They also check for like any mistakes and stuff like that. That window also gives the deputy time to fix those mistakes, to make sure that the report is all set and done. So therefore, we're not sending out a report that's maybe like the date of birth is wrong, the last name is spelled wrong, or any type of information is incorrect. Because then that delays other things as well. Like if you need a copy of a report to the insurance company and your last name is spelled wrong, some insurance companies won't file a claim until all that is right. So we just like to make sure that every report that we send out is correct. So that way it doesn't delay any other process through that.
So Mallory, is there anything else you would like to add as we go to wrap up?
Not really. Just if you have any questions or, you know, concerns or anything like that, obviously give us a call. If you feel like I'm sure the sheriff will be happy if you feel like there's a concern somewhere that to let us know, so that way we can make sure that our community, he wants to make sure that our community's heard and feel like, you know, they're well protected.
Well, Mallory, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Has been great to speak with you and learn more about what you do with the Hall County Sheriff's Office.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7.